up, y'all? Welcome to the very first episode of DNK in the Q. I'm your co-host, Curtis, and today, as a first episode, I'm going to introduce you our host, Sex G. He's a basketball athlete from New York, and he's really got some interesting things to share with us today in regards to his very personal experience and organized basketball career. I met Dex about 10 years ago in college. He's my boy. And right now, we're just doing this for fun in quarantine season. But Dex really got some shit to say today. So, yeah. Without further ado, what up, Dex?
Yo, yo, yo. DNK in the Q, what's going on? It's your boy, Dex. Welcome to the first episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Just sit tight. A lot of good content throughout the whole course of the podcast. So I hope you guys are excited. I hope you guys are ready. We're going to have some special guests that all relate to sports and entertainment. And, I mean, we're just going to have some fun, man. I'm going to give a couple quick shout-outs before we start. To all the people that have suffered from Corona, our thoughts and prayers go out to you guys. It's a tough time. And I just hope everybody gets through it. Also, we're just sending praise to everybody. Everybody just stay blessed. Even without Corona, everybody just needs to move forward with what they're doing and just take it one day at a time. So that's all I have.
It certainly is an interesting time out there. Everyone just needs to stay safe.
Everybody stay safe. Yep.
Okay, so let's start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, your background.
Of course. Well, as you know, my name is Dex G. I was born and raised in Rockland County, New York, specifically Spring Valley. I lived in Spring Valley until I was about 12, 13. And then after that, I moved to Suffern, New York, where I went to middle school and high school. After Suffern, New York, and after high school, I went to SUNY Cobleskin in Albany for a year due to grades. My grades weren't too good in high school. And then after that, I transferred and went to Marist College, where I met my co-host, Kurt, aka Kirky. You know what I'm saying? I met my co-host, went to Marist College for 3 years, got my bachelor's degree, and fast forwarding to now, got my second degree in health information. And I'm currently just trying to get into the right position in regard to the corporate world.
That's pretty cool. Tell us a little bit about your basketball career.
A little bit about my basketball career. I started playing basketball when I was about 8, 9. The first team I played on was in elementary school. At St. Anthony's, I played there about like 5th grade, and it was a decent experience. I wasn't starting at first, but I mean, I ended up getting the starting job later on in the season, which was cool because it was my first year playing organized basketball. After that, I guess like middle school, I was just playing in league, like RBA, which is like a Ramapo Basketball Association. That's a league that had a lot of top players in Rockland County at the time when we were young. I played in that 7th grade and freshman year of high school. I was supposed to play high school ball in high school freshman year, but I ended up not doing that because of grades. So I ended up playing in that league, and then I started playing ball in high school my sophomore year, played JV. Wasn't there for too long. I was on the team for a couple months. Didn't like the team, didn't really like the school, didn't like the high school I went to. So that didn't last super long. After that, felt like my career was over at that point. I was just playing basketball for fun, playing in just regular leagues, you know what I'm saying? Played RBA one more time after that. And pretty much I didn't start playing basketball again at a high level until after Marist, after I got my undergrad, when I went to Montclair State. I ended up getting recruited to play on the JV team there. I couldn't play on the actual NCAA team because of eligibility issues. being that I already graduated from college, so I played there. And then after I was done there for a semester, I wanted to move up to the JUCO level. So I ended up shopping around because I ended up realizing I had eligibility for JUCO. I got interest from Bergen Community College. The assistant coach wanted me there. So he knew that I was playing on the club team at Montclair State, and he was a good guy. So he's like, hey, like, we want him. But unfortunately, he ended up getting fired first week of school. So, I mean, I stayed there to take prereqs for grad school, and then I ended up getting another offer at a walk-on, a preferred walk-on for County College of Morris, New Jersey. I ended up going there. I was on the team for a couple months. Didn't like the team. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person, I mean, when I kind of don't like something and I want to find a better fit, I move on. So I was on the team for a couple months. I ended up leaving before the season started. And then eventually I ended up going to SUNY Allsville, where I was on the team in the spring. And I finished the season off with them, pretty much. Didn't really have an impact at all. But I mean, ended up getting a spot on the team like later on in the spring. And I also played semi-pro with the East Carolina Cardinals in North Carolina.
Okay. There certainly some interesting transitions you made.
Yeah, definitely interesting. My road was crazy. I was all over the place, back and forth, left and right. You know what I'm saying? But I was trying to find a good fit. But, I mean, I did what I could, you know what I'm saying, to try to end off my career on a decent note. But my career's not even over yet, because I'm still trying to go do the B-Ball Summit Mexico tour that I got invited to. And I'm still trying to play in the FIBA World Cup for Ghana to qualify. So there's still a lot of work to be done, and my career is not over yet. But I am blessed that I got plenty of opportunities, JUCO opportunities, JV opportunities in college, and the opportunity to play semi-pro against really solid professional prospects and former D1, D2 players. I mean, that was a wonderful experience.
Okay. So, it's almost over a decade of experience under your belt in basketball. What would you tell the youngins that's coming up in the game?
The youngins? I'll tell the youngins to just work. I'll tell the youngins to just when adversity hits, just keep on fighting, stay in the gym, work on your shot, work on your handle, just work on all the tools you need to be a better basketball player. Because you are going to face adversity. Not everybody's LeBron James, not everybody's Ben Simmons or one of those players where their route was kind of just straightforward. Go to high school. I mean, already be an NBA prospect, go to the NBA or play 1 year of college. Not everybody's route is like that. You're going to face some challenges, so. And also as well, whatever opportunity you get, whether it be varsity in high school, you know what I'm saying, JUCO, college, just be grateful for every opportunity you get. I'm one of those kids that didn't play varsity in high school, but the only reason why I didn't play varsity in high school is because I didn't like my high school. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person that if I don't like where I'm at, I'm going to try to find a different route and a different fit. You know, I say the goal is to find the right fit for whatever team you play for. Find the right fit. Like when it comes to like my parents and things like that, they didn't really care about like high school basketball or college basketball or anything like that. So I didn't have the option to just, okay, I'm gonna leave my high school. Other kids, I know they, if they're not happy with their high school, they can just leave. So when you leave, go to a high school that's gonna be the right fit. You know what I'm saying? I went to a conservative high school. I went to a conservative high school that was a little bit racist. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. We don't sugarcoat on this radio station. it's a little bit of a racist school. I mean, I've been through a lot. There was one instance on JG where it's like I'm getting on the bus to go to an away game, and one of my teammates told me like, "Yo, Dexter, get on the back of the bus." He said it as kind of like a joke, but I mean, these are some of the things that I had to deal with while playing on that team and being in that school. So I mean,
That's incredible.
Yeah, I don't wish that on anybody, you know what I'm saying? I don't want anybody to go through what I have to go through. But I mean, just make sure when it comes to ball, you find the right fit. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you find the right fit and just keep working. Another thing I wanted to touch on real quick is changing your position. In high school, I was a power forward in high school, and I ended up turning into a shooting guard after I was done playing my sophomore year in high school, because I stopped growing and everybody started growing up to be 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", and I stayed 5'9", 5'10". And this happens, just work and just adjust. If you gotta go from big to shooting guard, just work on your shot, work on your handle, watch a lot of film so that you can get better. It took me a while. I mean, when I ended up playing Grand Prairie Basketball Association Summer League, after I was done playing ball in high school, I was a guard and I wasn't being coached, and I went up against the best guards in the county, and I was getting smoked. I wasn't playing well because I didn't know how to play my position. I'm saying it took me a while. It took me a lot of practice, and then once it got to the point where I was playing like intramurals and at Marist for undergrad, I know intramurals really isn't a big deal. It doesn't really mean anything. But once I was playing there, I mean, I started averaging like 12, 13 points a game as a guard. So I kind of like my confidence and my skill level in regards to guard play, it improved tremendously because I put the work in. So just put the work in. That's really all that you need to do, and you will be successful. The basketball doesn't lie to you. If you don't put the work in, it's going to show. If you put the work in, it's going to show. You know what I'm saying? So,
I feel like with the whole intramural situation with you, you were just a different level of player compared to everyone else in that league.
I wouldn't say that, Kurt. There were some players that were better than me. I'm not going to go around saying, oh, yeah, I was the best player in Marist and Intramurals, because I wasn't. There were players that were better than me. But, I mean, I was always better than at least 95 to 100% of I was better than at least, like, 95% of them. Like, not to cap. Like, I mean, I can kill a lot of people in that grade room. And I mean, I know a lot of people aren't going to say that. I know a lot of people are actually going to be like, oh, Dexter's trash, Dexter's this. But no, I killed a lot of people in that fucking grade room. I wasn't the best player in that grade room, but
were there any other players who had organized basketball experience?
Yeah, a lot of the players, there were a few players in there, a decent amount of players in there that played varsity in high school. At that point, I didn't play varsity in high school. Like I said, at that point, my only experience with high-level ball was JV. But, I mean, like I said, I didn't play varsity basketball based on my talent level. I didn't play varsity basketball based on the school I went to. So, I mean, I could have played varsity. Like, I mean, obviously, if I'm scoring against kids that played varsity in high school, and even some kids, even the varsity level Bears kids played intramural, I'm scoring against those kids and kids that played varsity in high school, at a high rate, obviously I'm good enough to play at their level and beyond, so it doesn't really matter.
But do you, at any point, do you regret not missing that opportunity?
Missing what opportunity? The opportunity to play varsity basketball in high school?
Yes.
Missing the opportunity to play varsity ball in high school?
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course I do. Of course I do. It's hard. It's tough. I think of it every day. Like, my career would have went so much deeper at an earlier age if I did play varsity basketball. I wish I told my mom sophomore year of high school after I was done, like, mom, I want to go to a different school. And my mom was like, no, you can't do that. It's illegal. Like, we're in suffering, so you're going to suffering. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have the type of parents where I was like, okay.
She wasn't wrong for it, though. I mean, she would have had to move for you.
Yeah, she wasn't wrong for it. But I'm just mad that we even moved to suffering to begin with. But I mean, I mean, I wish I played varsity ball, but hey, I made up for it by making it to the levels beyond varsity ball. So, I mean, it kind of worked out.
Yeah.
it kind of worked out, and I'm thankful for it.
Okay. And what is one thing that you would have done differently if you can turn back the time? As far as basketball goes, of course.
I would say for AAU, like push my parents to let me play AAU, because that would have increased. That would have definitely improved my game a lot, and it probably would have drawn some college interest as well. So I wish I did play AAU in high school. I felt that because it was so expensive. My parents, I wasn't spoiled when it came to ball. Like, I didn't have parents that were gonna pay for AAU and pay for camps and things like that. The only camp they paid for was in the fifth grade. So I mean, I wasn't given those opportunities that a lot of other players receive. That's why, I mean, I didn't really get to excel. I was never, like, nice at basketball. I really wasn't. I had my moments when I was good, but I was never nice. I was never special. I never looked at myself as that type of player, but I always looked at the type of player that held his own. So, I mean, I do wish that I played AAU in high school, and I wish that I pushed the envelope to play it towards my parents.
Mm-hmm. And you said you're not done with basketball. What's your future plan?
Yeah, like I said before, as mentioned, I have the B-Ball Summit Mexico tour that's coming up hopefully in September next year. Whenever the corona stuff is over with, that should be starting up. They should have a time for that. I was supposed to play in that in January, but I opted out of it to finish off the JUCO situation at SUNY Ulster. So,
and Kennedy
College
of
more. Oh, sorry. Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm sorry. Tell us a little bit more about the Mexican League, tournament.
The Mexican tour, they usually play in the Chihuahua League. That's a decent league in Mexico. They set up games, and they take players that played in the B-Ball Summit Company. They take players that played in their combines, as well as just players that are just resume wise eligible to play. They take a whole team out there, and then they just compete for a week. They get overseas exposure. You get to pretty much play overseas, and then if you sign a contract out there, you sign a contract. It's based on how you do.
Wow. So any age restriction?
No age restriction. I mean, I'm not really too sure about that. I mean, if you're still playing basketball in college, I don't think they're gonna allow you to do it. But I mean, if your college eligibility is over or you're done playing basketball in college, I think you should be allowed to make that trip.
Okay.
Yeah. And also with, like I mentioned before as well, the FIBA basketball qualifiers. That's to qualify for the new NBA BAL African League that they have coming up. They have the qualifiers tournament. That was last year, but I couldn't go to that because, once again, I was just trying to play for SUNY Ulster. When that comes up again, I'm trying to play for the team, the Brave Customs team, which is in Ghana, which is the best team in Accra right now. So, I mean, I've already been in contact with the coach. I just need to go out there and work out with them and then see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a story of Dexter, right? It's not the best, or, you know, it's not at the highest accolade of basketball, but he certainly did. He certainly did what he had to do in the situation that he was given. Big props for that.
Yeah, and I had to do it a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
do it a lot. And the point of this whole episode to start off is to, A, obviously get to know me, but to also, like, understand my story basketball-wise and sports-wise. A lot of people don't know my story. A lot of people have all types of assumptions about me. And I kind of just want to make things clear, like, what I have to go through.
Essentially, high school is, like, the most important time in basketball. Yeah.
Definitely.
Someone can possibly say that, right?
Yeah.
And given that your high school was not a fit for you, in your particular situation, there's a lot of disadvantages on your part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, basketball is kind of where your high level career starts. It's kind of where your real career starts at high school. And I didn't, I mean, my high school career didn't go anywhere. I mean, it was JV and that was it. Like, and I always say, like, yeah, be thankful for, like, wherever you get put as far as basketball goes. But, I mean, you could be thankful, but at the same time, like, my goals and aspirations are high. Like, if I'm playing basketball in high school, I want to play varsity. I don't want to play JV. I don't want to play freshman. I want to play varsity. You know what I'm saying? I want to play at the highest level. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my mindset. That's why my basketball was a fail in my eyes, pretty much. So, I mean, some people would just be grateful just to be on the team, but I mean, and I am grateful. I am grateful for all my opportunities, but I also do want to excel. I mean, that's just the way it is. I also want to excel at life as well. Everything I do, I want to excel. You know me, Kurt. Like, I always want to excel. I never want to be at the bottom. I never want to be average. I always want to be the top dog. You feel me? And that's just how I feel. Not me being arrogant or anything like that. I mean, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I want to win. I want to be a winner. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah. That's a great mental attitude.
Of course. Of course, man. Definitely great.
So let's talk about what this show is gonna be about in the future. Like what the next coming episodes are gonna be. What people can expect from us.
Of course. Let's talk about that. Let's brief them on what's gonna happen in the future. You guys, for one thing, you guys can expect just raw language. Like, it's be rated R.
We will say whatever we want to say, unfiltered, just to let you guys know.
Yeah.
This is for us. Like, we don't even care if you listen to it or not. I mean, this is really just for fun. We're just gonna, cause we be having conversations that are pretty lit, and you know, we figure why not record them. Just for the heck of it.
Yeah, and don't think just because we don't care whether you listen or not, don't think that we don't, we appreciate all our listeners. All we're trying to say is if you don't like our podcast or anything like that, you can just move on to the next podcast. It's fine. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to be hurt. But for every listener we have, we appreciate it. If you like people that are real, if you like people that are honest, if you like people that are going to serve it the way that it needs to be served and not sugarcoat it or make it political or anything like that, this is the place to be. You know what I'm saying? Every topic we talk about, we really going to get into that topic. We really going to talk about it. We're not going to brush off any topic or talk about it lightly. We're going to get into the root of the problem, and we're going to dissect it. You know what I mean? We're going to dissect it like it's a lab test. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think we're pretty funny people. It's gonna be pretty funny overall.
Overall, yeah, man. I mean, you gotta understand. Me and Kurt, I mean, we've been doing this. This is the first time we're doing this in the public. But me and Kurt have been doing this since 2012, man. And these conversations and things like that, we've been doing it since 2012, man. If we recorded all our past phone conversations or just in-person conversations, That's a lot of good content right there. I mean, we're not on Joe Budden's level. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely not on Joe Budden's level. We're not on Noriega's level. We're not on Charlemagne's level. But I mean, our content is quality, though. Just believe that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just believe that. And like I said, we're going to have, like I mentioned at the beginning, we're going to have special guests. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have people that played sports at a high level in various sports, mainly basketball, because that's the main sport we talk about. We're going to have people that deal with music. We're going to have local artists in certain cities that make music. We're going to have more established artists that are all over the world that are going to come on the podcast. So, I mean, just stay tuned, man. Stay tuned. We're trying to give you guys another reason to stay home. We're also just trying to help the community. And we feel like if people just stay home and listen to our podcast, it'll encourage them more. Like, hey, you don't even need to go out. You know what I mean? We got Dexter and Kurt in full effect. This is even better than the clubs or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't think that I don't miss the clubs. I miss going out. I miss doing all that stuff. But this ain't the time for that right now. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stay in the house so that the health care workers and the government and the politicians can do what they need to do and do their jobs, that we're outside as soon as possible and less people are dying. Because there's too many deaths that are going on right now.
Big shout out to the front line.
Big shout out to all the healthcare workers. Big shout out to all the healthcare workers. And big shout out to all the essential workers that are working at the restaurants and all those types of places, the grocery stores. Big shout out to all of you guys for putting your life at risk for us every single day.
All right, so tune in for the next episode. Fuck with us if you find us interesting. We out.
Perfect, we out. D&K in the queue, you know what time it is. Holla.